You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo-woo-woo! So, Mace, I got a couple of words for you.
Okay. What are they? What are the
words? Wait. Can you get just... I want you to, as best as you can, this is going to touch your soul. Don't get emotional
touch
or anything like that.
Touch my soul.
Mine.
Okay. Yeah.
You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. It's true. Swears. Scout's honor. You knew what you wanted, and boy, you got her.
Yep. Yep. Taylor Swift. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift!
How do you
singing about Trav!
How do you feel about So High School as a track on the new Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, that is very, very... Taylor Swift is very high school, right? I mean, that's
whoa, middle whoa. School.
That's, yeah, you're right. That's very, that's middle school. Now, I think me and Emily are the only two people that listen to the whole album.
Did you listen to all 31 tracks?
Yeah, all 2 hours?
I did not listen to the second album. Which came out at 2 a.m.
11, our time. Let's
I listened to the 9 o'clock album.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Do you like that song?
I like the Post Malone song a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't love Fortnite.
Boy.
The game Emily's, or the song?
Yeah.
The song. The song is what we're referencing. I like So Long London.
So Long London.
That's by far my
tomorrow's
favorite.
Tomorrow's podcast.
I want to get into what you guys like. However, Emily thought you would like So High School. You do not like it.
The tracks blended together in my head.
The Travis Kelce song.
Oh, that was on the second album. Oh,
That one was on the second album. The Alchemy is the last song on the first album, which is also about Travis Kelce, where she says, when I touch down, you got to put the other people on the benches. Like, she makes very obvious homages
to
football,
yeah,
which I thought was pretty bad.
You know, you got to say this about our girl Taylor. She is just in terms of work ethic, I don't know if there.
She's anybody, prolific.
I mean, seriously, she released an album and then like 2 hours later, she said, here's another one.
And she released an album a year and a half ago.
Right.
Can we do a Taylor Swift talk?
Well, sure. It's.
Can I read
Emily
you some lyrics, Momo?
There are some lyrics.
I was listening to you guys on the way in.
There was a lot.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Which is what?
Too much.
Yeah, there's not really too. We haven't. All I've said is like two sentences about it.
That was a lot.
I mean, it was. It's
they
just,
were long
like,
sentences.
Long sentences.
To me, when Cowboy Carter comes out and it is a complete pivot from everything she's ever done.
Yep.
It's a whole new album with all. Dolly Parton makes a guest appearance, right? Yep. And then all these different things. That's worthy of 27 songs.
Yep.
And it's like a whole, there's a whole concept behind it too, right?
Yeah.
There's like there's the
it's
Blackbird
good.
Is there, right?
Right. Emily does not like, she's a huge Taylor Swift
I know.
Fan. She does not like this album.
It's not crazy. Well,
Emily said the biggest difference is that Beyonce's was good.
Yeah.
Right. Beyonce's album is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce's album really is what I always say about writing long articles. I try to keep everything at 2,500 to 3,000 words because even though that is long, most people do not want, that's a one sitting read. You could read that in 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Maybe even faster if you read fast. But if you go beyond 2,500 words or 3,000 words, like now you're asking people to sit with you for a long time. Now you're asking for a much longer time commitment. And it better be worth it. Like if you're gonna write 6,000 words, it better be really good.
Right.
That bar is high.
Sure.
Is this worth it?
Over that, it means you need an editor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Now it sounds like Emily is not a big fan of this album.
She likes 50% of the album.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Both. Yeah, I listened to the whole thing, and I think that there are 15 good songs and 17 not so great songs.
Okay,
so maybe just trim
that.
How long
but
did it take you to
good.
Listen to all 32 songs?
It was 2 hours.
All yesterday,
2 hours,
and this morning.
Yeah.
So no, it wasn't all yesterday. I watched it all. I listened to it all yesterday, and then I listened to it again this morning.
Yeah,
but I think
again. So
yeah.
She's re-listened. She's already re-listened.
That's actually kind of impressive.
I wanted to be well-informed.
You're
for
a
sure.
fan.
Yeah, and you wanted to have a take.
It doesn't always have to be Beyonce versus Taylor. Like, they both can do their thing.
No, they're friends. They like...
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing, there was a New York Times article this week about how they've all kind of given each other room so they don't release their albums at the same time. They give each other like a month in advance so you can debut at number one.
Right, right.
And like Cowboy Carter is kind of like past its little peak.
Sure. Yeah.
And now Taylor can come in and debut at number one. And then who's the other one that's in that?
Ariana had an album that just came out.
Is she part of the club or is she on the outs?
No, she's not necessarily part of the club. But
so,
I think
in the past there were some guys who would like release their album on the same day and it would be a head-to-head rap battle, right?
I think the big difference between Cowboy Carter and this is that Cowboy Carter had a theme, had something he was trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't think that Torture Post Department is trying to say anything besides gossip. It's gossiping about her life, which, again, I know is what everyone says she always does. But sometimes her albums have a clear message, and I don't think this one did.
I disagree, because that line that you put out for us.
Yeah, give me
that line.
You ready?
Where's the Travis Kelce song? I want to know what you're
saying. Stand by. Stand by.
This is a poem. This is a tortured
poem. I expect to see a tear just slowly rolling down your cheek.
It touched Mason's soul.
Yeah,
it
really got to me.
You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new Full Throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. It's true, swear, Scout's honor. You knew what you wanted, and boy, you got her.
Oh, wow.
I think I got goosebumps.
Did you get chills?
Yeah.
It actually got to me a little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
I literally have some goosebumps.
Do you know what it means? Do I need to interpret the lyrics for you?
No, I got it.
I think they're pretty simple.
That was tough.
Pretty simple.
I got a question for you. Changing to subjects here yesterday. When I was walking out yesterday...
Oh, this is.
You and Greg were having like a battle over the thermostat.
Yeah, it was an argument.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like an old married couple arguing over the thermostat.
It really was.
Who won? Because by the time I left, you guys were still in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You wanted it warmer. He wanted it colder.
I think I put it up a couple degrees. He goes, no, can't be above 68.
Can't do that. Can't do it at 68.
It will be boiling in there. Laura's like, I'm cold.
Was I wrong, Mace? It felt like it was like, this is getting a little heated.
But it is impossible to get the temperature in this room.
It's too stuffy right now.
It's too
Greg
warm
very
right
passionate.
Now.
He's still very passionate about it.
And it will be hanging meat by the end of the show.
Ramona, can
in
I just
5
give you,
minutes.
Ramona,
yeah.
Can
yeah.
I just give you a suggestion?
Yeah.
Because of where you're sitting. Tell Greg, absolutely, man. You're right. What do you want it at? Cool. Absolutely. And the moment he closes that
door,
just put it right back
down.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Put it right back down.
That's what I do with all
Smile
the kids.
Smile at
yeah,
him. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I couldn't even get out of the room yesterday because Mason and I do the little switcheroo here, right?
Yes.
So we switch spots, and Ramona's getting ready to sit in Al's spot.
Yeah.
And Greg and you, like, we're both trying to box each other out from the thermostat. It was wonderful. I loved every minute.
No, I know, and this is
7
funny.
Degrees
I used to
in
always.
Here.
My mom and I used to travel together a lot. We were like good travel buddies, and she's always cold and I'm always hot. And so it's like when we're on the road and we're sharing the
hotel
room, and I'm just like, I can't, like, no.
But you gotta give it in to your mom,
right?
I
have to give it to my mom. I have to let her win, so I just don't sleep with any covers on.
I was just gonna say,
I take the sheet off. I just sleep
you can't
another,
sleep
you know?
Hot.
I
can't sleep hot either.
I don't like sleeping hot, and so she wants it to be warm, and I'm like, I'm so glad.
Put more covers on.
I'm so glad that I did this because I respected my mom, and so we would fight over. And I said, okay, how about this? Just cool it down enough for me so that I can fall asleep cold, and I won't have any, like, not cold, but just cool enough.
Because
we're like in Italy or Greece or something.
Right,
like, it's hot
right.
there, you know. It's in the summertime. It's freaking hot, and so I need to fall asleep. Once I fall asleep, then you can turn off the AC. Because she goes, I just can't have it blowing on me at night. Okay, so now that I'm in my mid-40s, I totally understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
It is, it's an age thing with women. It's
what is?
Yeah, well,
it's a hormone, the change, all that.
So the older and the, you need it the colder?
No,
you get warm,
you
so you suddenly
no,
get very
both.
Hot.
It's both. It's hot and cold.
You're taking notes.
So you, so you basically, so like now I find myself turning the air conditioner off. I can't have it blowing on me. Oh, I'm so cold. And I'm like, oh no. Has this happened to me too now? Like, is this what life in my 40s is like?
If you're lucky, right?
Yeah.
If you get the problems of getting old are only the
and
best of bad options.
You wake up, you're like, God, it's so hot. Oh, my God.
Guys, we don't really have that.
No, you don't have any of this.
No, we're good. Just stick your foot out.
You don't have any of this.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what's wrong with
Greek
us.
To you.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, before you guys leave, Slee, did you make an official prediction on the series?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this is dangerous.
No,
for
you
him.
Did not?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, wow.
And well, I'll give my.
You're on the spot.
I'll give my official prediction. Okay. Nuggets in six.
Oh, me too. That's where I
That's
went.
What I think.
Me too.
Same.
Yeah, and I listen, if we're just, we have to be honest with
personal.
Each other.
No, it's not. We're rooting like hell.
I was saying this too.
I am.
It's very difficult for me to understand somebody. If you say Lakers,
yep.
You don't really have any data behind you to say, this is why I'm picking the Lakers.
Maybe
now,
not.
You could be hopeful. You can be, hey, if D'Lo and Bron is freaking LeBron James and Anthony Davis, maybe Jamal Murray doesn't have a career series like he had against Lakers. You can say that, but they also lost four more games against them in the regular season.
Right.
So it's
they were all competitive, though.
They were.
They were competitive. I'll give them that.
But the rosters are not significantly different.
They're not.
By the way,
they're not.
Losing in six games to the Denver Nuggets, if that's how it happens, is a competitive series.
If
that's
it's
not
six,
last
it's
year.
Nobody else did that.
This isn't a data, like you were saying, Al, about a data-driven argument, but this is just having watched sports for as long as I have, and especially true greatness, not really, really, really good, greatness. No one's arguing that LeBron James isn't anything other than greatness. He's greatness.
Yeah.
These guys always have one more in them.
Yeah.
They've got that one out of nowhere that you're like, he's not really doing this again, is he?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think he's got one more of those left in him, but we're really close to it being too late. And I think the Nuggets are going to win.
Yeah,
I think I tend would even go towards five games instead of six.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a zero because of that guy. I just can't say no way, no how with that guy still having some firepower
I know,
left.
Like, that was how I felt with the Warriors this year. I was like, there's no way they're going to just go out like this.
Yeah.
And then they did.
And then they did.
You're right.
That doesn't make me feel any better, Ramona.
It was pretty ignominious.
Yeah, it was.
You guys should open.
Is that a good word? Ignominious.
Very That's a goodness. Really good word.
Ignominious.
Can somebody look it up?
Yeah.
Now I got to write a haiku with ignominious as my last stanza.
Go for it.
It's got to happen. Super Crosstalk brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon. So Momo's here.
Hi, Momo.
What's
Bergman's up? Bergman's here. Laura's here. Cohen's here. Ready to roll on a Friday.
Cohen. I was like, who's Cohen?
Cohen. Brian.
Brian.
Cohen.
Okay.
BC.
Ready to roll on a Friday.
I know, but I never just called. There it is.
Oh, God, I hate the
Humboldt genius.
The Humboldt genius.
Yeah.
So we're going to put a pin in the Taylor Swift conversation. Oh,
I appreciate it.
Momo was like, let's do some more Taylor Swift.
Let's go.
Yeah, no.
I listened to 40 seconds of the first song.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it?
Okay, yeah, that should tell you something.
At my
it
house.
It was fine, but I was watching.
At my house, I'll just say we did listen to the album last night.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
At 9 o'clock, we listened to it on Kiss FM.
Isn't it like 30 songs?
No, 31? She snuck out the second album later. I'm not.
It was like 2 hours
I'm never
later.
Even going to listen to the second album.
Who
the first
puts
one's
two
fun.
Albums out at the exact same time?
Her.
Didn't Beyonce do that?
Beyonce did a double album, I think. With Renaissance. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so listen.
Did that.
This
but
is how I can connect Taylor Swift to Kobe.
Oh, remember how I said we're going to put a pin in it and move on? Go ahead and finish.
No, this is how I connect Taylor Swift to Kobe. Who does two documentaries about themselves?
That's a good point.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who makes two movies about themselves?
He
who follows
two
up Muse with another one?
Right.
He also has two numbers.
Two numbers.
He's going to have three statues.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's Kobe.
It's Kobe. Right.
And the link between the two is I think she works as hard as Kobe did.
Sure.
Yeah.
She has the Mamba
keeps
mentality.
Cranking stuff out.
Is that what you're saying? She has the Mamba mentality.
No, do you remember when he shouted her out and he took his girls to watch her?
I was there the night that Kobe unveiled her banner at Crypto, then Staples.
Cool.
Yeah. That, he was the special guest that night, which was really cool.
Hashtag different animals.
Remember how I
same said
we're going to put a pin in the conversation about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, but I connected it to Kobe.
Yeah, no, true, you did. You did.
Which connects it to the Lakers.
Which connects it to the Lakers.
Which connects us to tomorrow night's game
there
one, Lakers versus
Look
the
at
Nuggets.
That.
How about that?
Full
Smooth.
Circle.
Yeah.
So Bergman said something interesting today.
Really?
First time ever, and it's probably not.
Blind squirrel finds a nut.
He said, do you think...
I can say it.
He said, do you think it's possible that Michael Porter Jr. is going to be distracted by what happened with his brother.
Huh.
Jonte Porter.
That is an interesting comment.
Thank you, Momo.
You think there's, I mean, think about this.
I would be distracted.
He got busted for bet. I didn't realize. I know he was doing the over-under thing.
I didn't realize they were brothers. Until a few weeks into the scandal, I was like, oh, that's Michael Porter's brother.
And he bet on his own team to lose.
I know, that was bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to get you
lifetime
out pretty fast.
Ban. But yeah. I mean, if somebody in your family did that, would you not be distressed? Like,
yeah, of course.
What are you doing, Jonte? You're killing us here. I mean, honestly, and it's got to be. I think to me, it would be a huge distraction if my brother went out and did something like that and brought this much negative attention.
I know Michael Porter Jr. a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
he is a different bird.
Meaning,
he's got his own podcast.
Draymond has a podcast.
I know, but if you go on his podcast Paul and Pierce, see what he talks about Paul. And who he talks to, it's like, he's like, let me find the name of it. It's got a funny name. Somebody look at it. Laura, you look that up real quick. And he has like, he's like a curious guy. He, my favorite Michael Porter Jr. story. I think I can tell this.
Do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Now, do
I
it. Go. Do
I,
it. Do it.
He's actually like, I actually really like him. When I talked to him, we connected over back issues, right? Because I had a back thing and he had a back thing.
It's called Serious Mike, I'm
curious.
Being told.
Yeah. Curious Mike.
Curious Mike.
Yeah, it's with and Lana he has like, Rhodes. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, and he has like really different kind of guests on there.
Like,
he really is
like
curious.
Who's a guest?
Influencers.
Oh,
and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay,
like
so he's not just strictly basketball.
Like, right.
So it's with a former porn star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Lana Rhodes.
Yeah, and look at the guests; they're all different, and he is actually curious. Like he
Parker
seems like,
knew that very very quickly. By
yeah,
the way,
yeah, real quick, right?
Quickly.
Yeah, Parker's a big fan.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, Parker.
Of Lana.
Oh, I'm a big fan
like
of Lana.
I think when they had like a rookie meeting with the NBA or something, and like Adam Silver was meeting with the rookies, and he put his cell phone up on there saying like, "If you ever need anything, here's my number. You can call me, you know, whatever." And I think like Michael Snapchatted. Was like
right.
Snapchatting from there, and then Adam's number got
Put out on the podcast.
It was incidental. It was not intentional, but it was just like, hey, I'm Snapchatting from here. And then all of a sudden, Adam Silver just got all these random calls. He had to change his number. Like, you know, it was whatever. Like, and I think that I really think that he is Curious Mike. Like, I think he is he's just a different, like, that's the best way to put it. He's a different bird. He was raised very differently.
So will that make him
not Jehovah's Witness? Maybe
there's a lot going on with that family now.
So he'll not be distracted because of that? Because he's a weird guy?
No, he's not weird.
Or different type of guy?
Yeah, I think he's in his own world. I don't think that is
because like
him.
On the latest episode of the Curious Mike podcast, former adult film star Lana Rhodes speaks about bizarre fetishes she and people she knows have encountered in porn stars, celebrities, and NBA players.
I mean, it could be interesting.
Now, I've read down below, it talks about a lot of these fetishes, and none of that will be read on the air, nor could it be read on the air.
No. Is it that bad?
Oh, yeah, no, it's really bad.
It's not like feet?
No. It's next level. This is some next level kink.
Maybe I should.
But I don't think he's into that. I think that's.
Oh, no, that's the show. I'm not saying he is. Yeah.
And, like, I think he had this one. He got a little controversy where he said some stuff about women's basketball. And I genuinely, like, he got, like, WNBA Twitter just roasted him. And I didn't notice any fallout from it. Like,
How big is WNBA Twitter?
Huge.
Big?
Like Beehive.
Yeah. I imagine bigger now, right?
Yeah, but for years, the WNBA Twitter is like the Beehive.
Mm.
It's like, you do not mess with WNBA Twitter.
Got it.
Like, don't mess with the Beehive, don't mess with WNBA Twitter.
And Porter did.
Yeah. And he didn't mean to. He was just sort of, you know, stumbled into it. He just said something that he, you know, like a 25-year-old guy would say.
Right.
And it didn't mean, I don't think he meant to come off bad. It just did. It was like one of those. Like, I find him to be a genuinely, like, nice person when you talk to him, but he's very much in his own, beats to his own drum. So I don't think the Jante thing is going to even.
It's going to affect him
in
the slightest.
No, not at all.
No.
So it wasn't, at the end of the day, interesting. Because it's not true.
It was interesting question.
Thought.
Right,
it was
a thought. It was a thought. It was
a thought experiment.
It was not a correct it was a thought experiment.
Right.
That's
a good
point. I gave you an answer, and this is just my perception of it.
Now, do you still think Greg raised a good point?
Or I do. Was that,
okay, good.
Yeah. We're being so nice to me right now. This is very strange.
It is.
Like, what do I take do? It, Greg. Take
I will.
It. Yeah.
Momo, two dudes, one pod. You know what it is?
Love those guys. Legitimately love those
Crypto
guys.
Crypto Ray and Casper Villa, who are like two of the most hardcore 710 listeners.
Yeah.
Shout out to the cot.
They are doing an event called Weedcella. It's live at the Green Cross in Torrance. Our friend Chris Ward is over there. Leon Hendrix is going to play, which is Jimi Hendrix's brother. And it's from 6 to 9 tonight. And those guys are doing a podcast about
basically at the station.
About the station.
Going
really?
To events, what that's like. They do other things as well, but they'll talk about what happens on the air. They have made a podcast and found a niche.
That's so
about
meta.
Talking about
it is very meta.
This.
You're right.
It's like, do you watch the Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah.
You know the fans who like do a podcast about their podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And try to solve the murders themselves.
And everybody, it's just open to the public tonight?
No, you have to be on a guest list. So
I like it.
Was it C Ward 42710?
C Ward 42710 on
Twitter. And
what do they say about us?
They love us.
They love
us.
They love us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Ray and Casper. Those are great guys.
The whole cast.
Is there anyone they don't like?
I think they're pretty generally.
So it's better than the Reddit page?
Oh, no, they're not the Reddit page. They are they're supporters.
So they are massive supporters. They're on the Blue Review every morning. They're on during Travis and Sliwa, Mason Ireland, Ants Down on Cap. They go to every single event. They are huge P1s and just love the station and love us. And we love them.
Yeah,
so
they're great.
Since they promote our stuff, we'll promote their stuff as well.
Yeah, no question. So speaking of which, yesterday I put out a plea that I wanted to sing the national anthem at Angel City FC.
Okay.
Angel City FC. And they have reached out to me.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I may be singing the national anthem at an Angel FC game.
That's
amazing.
Awesome,
good
man.
For you.
That's the women's soccer league.
Yeah, the women's soccer league.
They do really well.
They do. Apparently, they pack BMO Stadium.
Yeah.
Have you been to BMO Stadium?
I have not.
You got to go.
I know.
You got to. You know when we can go?
When?
See the Foo Fighters in August at BMO Stadium.
Okay. I'm good in the summertime.
I want to go to
that. That's a killer show, right? And BMO's a great place to see a concert.
The Foo Fighters are one of the better bands to go to live. They are so much fun. Give me the lead singer's name. I'm
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl is such an amazing performer overall.
And a great guy.
Just the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And you know what I think of when I think
I should go to a soccer game there.
You should. Yeah. It's a blast.
Ever since I had all these
Well, I mean, you got NBA and kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, but now things are calming down. I actually took both boys to a Dodger game. I didn't go to a soccer game.
So the very first thing at the end of the pandemic that I did was to go to SoFi Stadium. The very first event was this, I don't know, raise the money or awareness for COVID. And the lead performer was the Foo Fighters.
Oh,
so that's
amazing.
The first thing that ever played at SoFi Stadium was Foo Fighters. And he's the best. I love Dave Grohl. So August in.
Okay.
Let's roll. Yep. August.
August what?
Foo Fighters.
August what?
We'll get down to the details. We'll get down to the details.
There's a wedding or so that I have to go to in August. But
We'll try to work around
Foo
that.
Foo Fighters way more important than some random wedding.
All right, coming up next for you, Kawhi Leonard questionable for tomorrow night versus Dallas, but there is a reason Clipper fans should actually be upset with him. We'll talk about that coming up. In the meantime, you know, debt keeps you tossing and turning. Just take a second. Think about how much you owe, how much debt you're sitting on. You can't get away from it. Here's the truth. The whole system is designed to screw you over, to trap you in debt with insanely high interest credit cards and loans that make it totally impossible to pay it all off. Now, there's a brand new way out of the debt trap. It is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They've got new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Here's some of the stuff they can do. They can eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They will absolutely dead cold stop threatening phone calls. No bankruptcy, no loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Z-A-P, zapmydebt.com. Mason in Ireland, Momo Bergman in for John 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Road. There's Dave Grohl.
Watch it as it burns.
Foo Fighters. So Momo's here. Bergman's singing along with Dave. You know, it's finally I get a day.
What is the day?
It is National Pet Parent Day.
Oh,
congratulations.
Congrats, guys.
You're a good dog dad.
What now, did you guys get me? Did you guys get me something?
Here, I got you a
congratulations.
Sharpie.
Sharpie, nice.
I was going to order some sushi if you want some.
People always make fun of me. They're like, oh, you take your dogs too seriously.
No.
No, that's wrong.
You don't have kids. You have no perspective. I'm like, well, these are close as I'm ever going to get to kids.
I have kids, and I love my dog more than anything besides my kid.
Besides your kid.
Besides okay,
kid.
I was
exactly.
Like.
Yeah, besides my kid. Riley is the most important thing. Then it goes to Lola. Yeah. See, I forgot Lola's name for a second.
No,
you're like a sixth, seventh.
Laura, do you have a dog?
I want one so bad.
What's holding you back?
Time.
Because responsibility.
It's a big commitment. Yeah. It's a life commitment.
But I honestly want a dog so bad, guys. I'm itching for one.
Momo, you've never been a dog. You've got a big fat cat, right?
I got two cats now.
Two big fat cats. Nice.
I'm not a cat person.
I got a black and white cat.
I think I've seen your cats on Instagram, and yeah. They're big fat cats.
They are big fat cats, and yeah. They were fatter before we put them on a diet.
Nice.
When we adopted Beans, we got her from one of these pet rescue places. Mm-hmm. It was called Cat Connection, the one that John got mad that I put as my birthday fundraiser.
Why did he get mad?
Because he wanted it to be cats and dogs.
Oh, you did exclusively cats?
Well, it's called Cat Connection.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have done that either.
Oh, gosh.
You got to include the dogs with the cats.
Yeah, but they just specialize in cats.
Yeah.
Mm. They rescue cats.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Beans a long time ago. Her name was Beans. And that was the name that she
was handed, yeah.
And I like it. You know, I like
it's a good name.
Good yeah,
name.
It's good name.
A cat.
Yeah.
For a cat.
Yeah.
When we got her, she was 23 pounds.
Woo.
It's a big cat.
That is a big kitty.
Cat. Big fat cat.
What is Beans
That's
now?
A big kitty.
She's probably 14. So we got her like the diet food. So it was basically like diet food. So she would just eat all the time, but it wasn't gaining as much weight. And apparently.
So has she lost weight?
Yeah, she's 14 pounds now.
Oh, wow.
And she's kept it off, you know?
Is she on Ozempic?
I want to be on that.
Did her face came
did
in
her face get all
you know what happened?
Oh, Ozempic-y?
She has all this sagging skin.
Oh, sad. That's
it's
so
all over
sad.
And I'm like, oh, poor
that's
kitty.
So
but at least
sad.
You're not too fat. And she's got to be like really old now.
Right.
I don't really know because when you adopt them from a rescue place,
you just don't know.
It's just they're like, I think she's 6 or 7. I'm like, okay. And that was like 10, 12 years ago.
Right. Well, she's holding up well.
So she's almost 20. Like she's really old, but she's hanging in there.
Cats
she's,
live forever, though. They yeah, live to like 35, 40.
No,
yeah.
They don't.
No,
it's usually around 20.
It just feels like it.
It's around 20.
Yeah.
My dog Sophie's 18.
It's good. Yeah. Wow, it's a good run.
She's just still going.
And she just keeps on going, man.
It's a good run.
Yeah, no, it's a great run. We're in we're in bonus time now.
Yeah, you're in bonus time.
You know,
hey, Parker,
anything
turn on
past
the
15. What's that?
I said, hey, Parker, turn on the audio to the YouTube. Just telling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're getting some reaction there. Yeah, so anyway, National Pet Parent Day. So thank you to Sophie and to Ron and to Veronica.
I have some good news for you,
Dukes. Yes.
Artist just got back to me from the Rams.
Artist Gilmore?
No, not Artist Gilmore.
Not Artist Gilmore?
No, different guy.
Is it the artist other artist, the Artist Twyman?
Artist Twyman.
Okay.
Now you have it, right?
Yes.
Les Snead, Tuesday, 1:30.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. A guest. See?
That is nice.
See, these things can happen when you ask for someone.
We have a
well,
guest.
Well, you have guests on the Blue Review, so they want guests now.
No, exactly. They don't just want guests in general. But they don't tell me, hey, get this person.
I gave you three guests.
And I got one.
And you went one for three, which I think is...
Hey, that's pretty good.
It's not up to me, though.
In guest booking, one for three is pretty good.
Yeah, you asked for Tyler Glasnow, the Dodgers, who don't own this station. They may own a different station.
Correct.
Did not give us Tyler Glasnow. You asked for Matthew Stafford. Unfortunately, Matthew Stafford passed.
Yeah.
But Les
Snead. Did you watch the documentary last
Tuesday.
Night?
Tuesday. It was amazing.
Tuesday, I'm great. The Stafford documentary is fantastic. Yeah. I could not, I mean.
Did you watch it, Momo? It was so good.
It was so good.
Maybe because I'm a Rams fan, but it was good.
Yeah, I'm a Rams fan too, but it's that whole run from 3-6 to the playoffs and the game in Detroit against his old team. It is
cool.
Yeah, his work ethic, Kel, his wife.
Yeah, you call her Kel.
I call her Kel.
We know her like that.
Yeah. She may come after me too.
You get a little more respect for Matthew Stafford, how he goes about his business.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
They say it's a different side of him you haven't seen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll watch it. I was in Top Chef mode last night. I was catching up.
It's a good one.
Oh, Top Chef is great.
It's really good. And I had to watch all the Last Chance Kitchens too.
Is Padma Latka still there?
No, she's gone. She overplayed her hand.
What
she
does
wanted
that mean?
Too much money.
Oh, she wanted too much money?
Yeah. And they replaced her with one of the girls who won it a few years ago, Kirsten Kish.
Okay.
She was the one who won Top Chef Seattle, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an Asian girl with a cool haircut.
Right.
And I didn't know how she was going to be as the host because I never saw her as this big person. She's
sure.
Great.
Oh, good.
Great host. Good. And it's cool because I always wondered, why does Padma get to have the same take on the food as the other chefs?
Yeah,
because she's not a chef, she's she's just a foodie.
Yeah, right.
And so Kirsten Kish is a real foodie.
Okay.
And so I watched three episodes of Top Chef bunch of Last Chance because I was behind.
Yeah.
And I had a night and there was no
and
NBA,
there was
no
sports
Dodgers.
There was no Dodgers, there was no NBA. Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So I tease this, so I want to as they say, pay it off. Kawhi Leonard is questionable for tomorrow against the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And
not tomorrow, Sunday.
I'm sorry, Sunday. He had an injection in the knee. There's some optimism that he's going to play. Now, he did play 68
games.
Eight games.
Which is a lot for him.
Which is a ton. He is now on the Olympic team.
I know.
Now, if you're a Clippers fan, how do you feel about a guy who limits his activity during the course of going and expending that extra energy going to Paris and playing for the Olympic team as they head into that brand new building in Inglewood? To me, if I was a Clippers fan, I'd be irate over this.
Yeah, I'd be a little annoyed. And also, I think it's not about whether he deserves a spot. He's obviously good enough to be on the team.
Yeah, right, sure.
But there was this idea with Team USA that you were supposed to play in some of the qualifiers. You're supposed to play in the World Cup and go to the camps. And that was one of the prereqs, that you have to show some level of commitment to the team.
Right.
And so there were guys that did that. There were guys that played in the last Olympics or that played in the World Cup. Jalen Brunson went all the way to the Philippines and played last year.
Yeah.
And he's not on the team.
And he's unbelievable.
He's great.
He's a great player.
He's
Anthony
like a
30,
Edwards
is like
30
the
points
Anthony
a game,
Edwards
bam.
And Tyrese Haliburton are the only guys from the summer who spent their summer, they spent, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that, playing Team USA. I think they went to maybe it was Dubai or something,
somewhere
in the Middle East, and then they went to the Philippines.
But, I mean, if you're Steve Ballmer, can you not say, hey, man, we're opening the Intuit Dome, and you're the face of the franchise. We just signed you to a new 3-year deal. We need you healthy. Don't go to the Olympics. Yeah. Can Steve Ballmer say that?
I would say the same thing about LeBron, who has chronically injured ankle issues. I would say the same thing about Embiid, who's got a knee that he's got to rehab.
Right.
I would say
right.
the same thing about all these guys who have injury issues, and it's kind of silly for them to go off in the summer and put all that out there.
Well, you saw what happened even, for example, last year with Austin Reeves, went and played.
And he was bad
in the summer, and then started the season really rough.
But if you're Kawhi Leonard, do you not say to Ballmer at this point and say, look, I played 60, let's say he does play, and he plays in every game in the postseason.
Right.
I played 68 games, I played in the postseason, I did everything that you asked me to do, I am still going to go play, and would you be more okay with it as a fan? If he does play in the most games that he's played since, what is this, 2016, 2017?
I would not.
You'd still be upset.
I would absolutely be upset.
Because what he does when he plays those 50.
I've got season tickets to sit on the wall, and I'm going to cheer like crazy in my red and my
get
blue.
There at
Wave your towels. I'm going to go to the can a lot because there's so many toilets. And I want to see Kawhi Leonard on the floor.
So how often, though, it does Kawhi, you would probably know better, Momo, that Kawhi sat for load management.
And I don't think he sat as much load management this year.
No, that's
why he's got 68 games. But every other season was load management. Yeah. He was trying to save himself.
Part of the reason why they, why they didn't load manage. That rule. I think this year he played in a lot of back-to-backs. He was playing at a very high rate. And then I actually asked him this year, he was playing great. He should have been in the MVP conversation until he had this latest thing.
Right.
And I said, what do you attribute that to? And just how have you been able to be out there and playing this many games? And he goes, not tearing my ACL.
he's so dry.
But it was kind of true.
Dry and literal.
Yeah.
That was clean.
Darn.
There's Kawhi.
Yeah, that's just the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if he's going to play in the Olympics, then that means next year he has to play in another 68, 70 games as well.
It's kind of like how I feel when you go out at night and you got to work in the morning.
Right.
You can go out at night.
This is the story of my life, by the way. You go out at night at the clubs. And you come home late,
closing down the bars.
You know you've got to get. I've just paid for all this bottle service at the clubs.
Yeah. I can imagine Steve
bottle
Mason.
I'm going to those kinds of clubs. Exactly, bottle service.
Well, I went out Wednesday night. Okay, it was like,
where'd you go?
I went to this place called Joey in Woodland Hills. It's the only place in our area, Greg, that's open late like that.
Yeah. Did you tie one on?
What does that mean?
I've been to. There's a Joey.
Get loaded.
Yeah.
There's a Joey downtown LA also. Isn't
there is. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm such a lightweight. I can have one drink. That's it. Because I have to drive back. And I'm I start. I have to eat first.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'll hit me too hard. I'm such a lightweight.
Yeah.
So I had literally one drink.
Right.
And it's about 11:15. I'm like, we gotta call it a night.
Yeah, right. 11:15. That's
during the week. That's way too
it's
late.
That would be. Still, that would be late-ish for me.
It's kinda late-ish.
Late-ish.
Yeah, I mean, the girl I went with, my friend Shira, she's a night owl like me. So, once you're out, you're like, all right, the night is young. And then you're like, no, but I'm not young.
Right, right.
It's time for me to go home.
Is.
So
it
was about 11:15, and I get home. I drove home. I was in bed by 12:30.
Yep.
Fine. But the next morning, you're feeling it a little bit, right?
Sure.
So, if you're going to go out, if you're going to drink, if you're going to have a good time, you better get up.
Yeah.
Danny and Jacob are going to wake up at 6:30.
I'm going drinking tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Going drinking.
After the Laker game?
During the Laker game.
Ooh,
during the Laker game. I'm going out with the Singers, Dave and his wife.
Oh, cool.
He
seems like a guy who can throw one back.
Oh, yeah.
Dave goes to Mace's his birthday parties.
He did,
they go out to dinner sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Much has a big fondness towards Dave.
Yes,
I do.
And not towards anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
they've known each other a long time.
Their producer during the heyday.
Wait a minute.
No,
this is the heyday. Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that we previously had our heyday. This is our heyday. I am lit. This is it right now. This is when it's at heyday now.
I mean, it was just on a tee, wasn't it?
It really was.
It was on a tee. All I had to do was put the ball
up
there.
Today
just,
on a Friday.
Bleep it Friday.
Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions, plus a tribute to one of the most underrated comics of all time and one of the worst human beings ever.
Sounds like a plan.
We will do that coming up. Mason Ireland, Momo's here, Bergman's here, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys.
Okay, I'd like to point something out right now. You run the wheel.
Yes.
You started the question before the wheel even stopped spinning.
How could you know what it is?
So how could you know what the question actually is? I'm hurting. Let's try this again, and I'll show you the way to handle the wheel of questions the way Ireland and I like to do it. Okay, spin it. All right, here we go. Wheel of questions, and let's see. This is interesting.
Oh. Sure.
That's the way we play act that.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean play act? There's a real wheel.
Oh, there is a real wheel. Yes.
Yeah, I heard it.
Jeez. Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
You want to do it again?
Okay, now, Laura, you do it. You do it.
Huh. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And you go, interesting.
Now you get it.
Yeah, no, you're on the right track now.
So something happened to me yesterday that made me feel really old.
Okay.
So my sister and I tend to have conversations while she commutes, and we somehow started talking about Yellow Pages. My niece, who happens to be 12 years old, says, "Tia, what is the Yellow Pages?"
So I tried
to explain to her, and she just didn't get it. She didn't get it, so I felt really old. So my question to you guys is, what has happened to you recently that made you feel old? Not in regards to your physical or anything health related.
Okay. Well, let me just say first on the telephone book. Can you believe that we ever had these gigantic, thick books filled with names and businesses and all that stuff? That existed.
Can you believe we had Thomas Guides?
Thomas Guides. Yeah. That's another
one. It would also come in my car. It would come to the door and there'd be three separate ones. There was like two white pages and a yellow pages. And it was this big old thing. And it came, once a month? How many trees?
We were wiping out the rainforest to make phone books, weren't we?
She did not believe that that was like a thing.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a thing. Okay, so what's the latest thing that made you feel old? I had a good one just recently.
So my daughter Riley is she's starting to say, the kids these days are 12 years old, they're saying dope all of a sudden.
Dope, like, dope AF.
Dope AF, whatever. Yeah. It's a thing now again. That was something that I said in high school. It's like, oh, that's dope, that's dope. And so I said something about like that to her, and she's like, you can't say that. I'm like, what? Why? Because that's in their words now. So she has all these new words that I can't know. They stole all our words
and music and dress. They all dress like the 1994.
Big clothes, big like JNCO jeans.
Yeah.
Like, we used
to
wear all that.
I did that. I'm not old.
Yeah,
we are.
All right, you want to know mine?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went back to my old elementary school because Daniel might go there. LAUSD has the choices or whatever, and like we're close enough to where I grew up, 10 minutes away or something like that. And I thought it would be nice for him to go there because it's near where my mom is. So if we need help picking him up, it'd be good, you know, yada, yada. So in my head, this was a very big school and the auditorium was massive.
Sure.
And like we're walking through these classrooms and we're walking through the auditorium. They had an open house yesterday and it was like, oh, this is a tiny place.
Right.
Like, but when you're like five,
it seems big.
Yeah. And so it was just such a trip to go back to my old elementary school and see it for what it was. Plus, there is still the photo of my class, my fifth grade class.
Yep.
I have a photo of it. I can show it to you. Like what I looked like in fifth grade.
Sure.
No,
sure.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll show it to you. But then I realized, okay, so I guess I must have been in class of 1990. And there was not that many classes before me, but I know the school had been open for a long time before that, and I realized that probably after a certain period of time they take those older classes off the wall.
Right.
So like I'm almost aging out from having our class photo on the wall there.
Right.
They'll probably take it down.
So I was just at Bowling Green for my to speak at my alma mater. That's a picture of me and my four fraternity brothers. And the first thing Juan said when he saw it was, "Man, you guys look old."
Didn't they come here like a year ago?
They did. They came here. They're all great guys. But yeah, I actually think I've held up better than any of them.
Of course,
I hope they're not listening.
All right, this is what's
your... Oh, this is your fifth grade picture? Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I have one, and I showed Christian one of my... And I was like, I will never show this because it's so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
Long, straight hair.
Long? Oh.
There it is.
I had a bowl cut.
Oh, look at the little Momo. You're very cute.
How cute you are.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to do we're going to do 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. Lakers tomorrow night against Denver. Do you think the Lakers can beat the Nuggets? And if so, how? 877-710-ESPN. What is your level of confidence? We'll do some Dodgers in this next hour, too. And I will do this tribute to a great underrated comedian talking about just an awful human being. Should I do it now?
You can do it right now. All right. You don't want a bad human being. 3 minutes. Great.
Okay. So Norm MacDonald is one of my funniest, most
hilarious.
Favorite comedians. Yeah. And for me, the very best Saturday Night Live Weekend Update anchor.
Oh,
by far.
He's great.
He was so funny. So I came across today a reel of all the jokes that Norm MacDonald made about O.J. Simpson on Weekend Update.
Oh, that's funny.
No.
Okay, so remember, Norm MacDonald got fired from Saturday Night Live and Weekend Update because Don Ohlmeyer, who oversaw NBC Entertainment, was friends with O.J.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's why Norm got blasted out of Saturday Night Live. But before he did, here's some of the material, just a few examples of what he did.
According to retailers, the most popular Halloween mask this year is O.J. Simpson. And the most popular Halloween greeting is, "I'll kill you and that guy who's bringing over your glasses," or "treat."
Oh, my jeez.
That's a rough joke.
And the Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The book is entitled, "God Himself Told Me That O.J. Is Guilty."
Damn.
In other book news, Prince Charles released an autobiography in which he states that he never loved Princess Di and that his father pressured him to marry her. The book is entitled, "Of Course O.J. Did It. I Mean, Come On."
Jeez.
Who's the kicker?
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you.
Oh, man.
You don't get worse luck than that.
And
we wonder why he was fired.
It goes on for... He's got like 20 minutes of jokes. 20 minutes of jokes.
All on OJ?
All on OJ. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'll tweet out the reel. It's fantastic. All right. 2 o'clock call today coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.